Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Kevin Jonas
and all 4 million of his Twitter followers just got fired.
What?
Kevin Johnson, fired? All 4 million of his Twitter followers just got fired. How about that?
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, you are back with the crew, and you're inside the social lab, T.M. Hyman and the crew. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, were you a Twitter follower of Kevin Johnson?
Hell no. And good afternoon in the morning,
lie.
Time.
Don't lie.
How y'all
don't
doing? I don't even know who that dude is, man.
You said don't lie.
Now, if we talking about 50, yeah, I'm following him everywhere he go. You know what I'm saying? But that dude, I don't know nothing about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's no one that I follow.
From that city they call Itty Bitty, it's Plant City, Florida. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Are you a Jonas Brother follower?
Not no, but hell no. Also with CeeLo, I've long since left my boy band following along. Yeah, I'm good on that. No Jonas, no Beavers, no 90s. That, yeah, nah.
He'll be the power now.
Live, we gonna see if he's there. The dude, my
very
brother,
skeptical.
My age, from the DMV, St. James. Welcome to the show, brother. Happy New Year.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, finally, yes.
Can you hear me now? It was my other headphones was janky. Yeah, these headphones, I guess the mic is messed up in there, so.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk to Dre about his headphones, really, like, seriously.
Yeah.
We need to have a very serious conversation, and I want a refund.
Well, son, I guess the mic was acting up, because, like, all of a sudden now when I put in my phone and listen to music, it's asking me, Siri comes on asking me, what can it do for me? I'm like, broad, I ain't asked you for nothing.
Yeah.
Put your ass down somewhere.
Janky is definitely the description.
Word. So, yeah, I'm good though. We're shaking with y'all.
Yes, hey, missed y'all.
Glad to be back with y'all, folks.
That's what's up.
For sure.
Yes.
That's what's up.
We could have not been here, and we are.
Yes, gonna be big for TM Hyman Radio.
We're gonna actually pause though tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we want to jump into the convo 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Listen, it's the 2004 year in review for us. We've been off the air for like 2 weeks enjoying the holiday just like you. So we want to actually just snap back, recap the year to some of our best moments. We want you to take part because thank you for helping us to exceed 100,000 listeners. We have 100,000 plus listeners right now.
And we're up to 102.
Thank you
now.
Very much.
Excuse my laughter. I just know what number one. I already know what number one is.
That's what's up.
You already know number one? Bucket,
yes,
you
I know what number
know.
One is. I'll put money on it.
Hey, number one, coming up. Hey, it's the 2014 year in review. You are inside the social lab. Team Live Radio Live.
Woo!
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no, no, no. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some nice in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe many nights, drowning in those tears, you cry, baby.
inside a box with no air, and you can't survive in there. Ooh, don't you want to be free? Let me show you real love and the way it's supposed to be. I wish you let me show you. And I know you put some love in me.
Boxing match. but all we saw was Pharrell and that goddamn hat. I mean, the polar vortex had the east moving slow, and ATL shut down for a little bit of snow. Rough year for Bieber, dealing with fame, and they still ain't tell us what happened to both of them planes. Donald Sterling, he ain't had to say a thing, but he did. Then he lost the whole NBA team. Man, the first rule of the side chick, guys, she a side chick, bro. You're supposed to keep on the side. And I was in the club when them fools shot Suge. I ain't noticed. I was hitting my nay-nay like, Chloe and Prince, okay. An outcast came back, but somebody forgot to tell Dre. Me and Nico, sex tape weak though. And everywhere you went, you heard
Mother on the beat. Oh.
50 and Floyd, yeah, they had issues. Kim and Kanye finally made it official. Breezy went to jail, even though I thought he wouldn't. Ross lost weight, but Lil Terrio couldn't. Jay and Beyonce leaving the club, then Solange in the elevator swinging for blood, kicking Jay with your quickness. I'm just sipping tea, watching like, this is none of my business. Ice bucket challenge, that was funny. I'm thinking, skip the ice bath, just donate money. And LeBron went back, but not for the dollar. Robin Thicke tried, but he couldn't get back Paula. And I'm scratching my head at that boy Ray Rice. Come on, bruh, that's your wife. You know that witch won't write. And Nicki's Anaconda, that's a keeper. Had you looking at your girl like, bye, Felicia. And I ain't scared of ISIS, I got my brothers. P.O.P. hold me down, mama, I love you. We got celebrity news and no flex zones. MJ holograms, bigger iPhones. Iggy dropped Fancy, a bona fide hit. Then Wiz and Amber split, then Mariah and Nick. Gas prices stay low,
how you know?
Cause I'm still riding,
and I just filled up about a week ago.
Kim K showed that thing. Is it me or Ebola was out of here just as quick as it came? Legal weed? I know y'all down for that. You two gave you an album and you fools gave it back.
Wait, let me take a selfie.
Enough's enough, we went up on a Tuesday.
And turned down for what?
Cause the world's getting sadder. And yeah, we protesting out here. Cause Black Lives Matter. Unity? That's what we need. Not another man with his hands up saying I can't breathe. If we are human beings, then we are the same. This is our country, man. Something gotta change. The World Cup popped up and got that love. Pharrell had y'all singing about how happy you was. Then Meek did his bid. And y'all on Instagram making your life look better than it is. The Aaliyah flick didn't move me. Was it me or the memes was better than the movie? Cheetah retired, said I'm done with playing. And y'all be dancing the songs and don't know what they saying. Man, y'all wild. But we ain't know what the hell Thugger was saying in lifestyle. Snoop and Iggy both squashed the beat. Taylor Swift at award shows dancing on Fleek. And a lot of rappers fight. But my wrap up, that's the only one that they like. Aight, go figure. Kobe washed up cause the new Lakers looking like the old Clippers. And I ain't saying Bill Cosby touched them women, but I know damn well Cliff Huxtable didn't. Northwest, the cutest baby in the game. Chris Brown, he broke up with what's the name. And Barack's still here trying to get it in gear. Gotta finish strong, man, you only got 2 years. Brad Pitt and George Clooney finally did it. Drake made a couple hits and got a cover from Diddy. And Ratchet's on the rise, man, that's for certain. Molly out here twerking, baby, and Wayne ain't working. The new year's here, the old one gets tossed. Big R.I.P. to everybody we lost. And I know I said y'all wasn't getting the song, but you can grab it at gotmadfield.com. Till then, no fear, just enjoy y'all year. But be careful, cause it's a crazy world out here. And to the next generation, keep chasing your dreams. And that's the wrap up. Welcome to 2015.
9:19 p.m. here on TM Hyman Radio. That is what we wait for yearly at the end of the year, the Mad Skills wrap up here on TM Hyman Radio. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, the General himself, TM Hyman, and Mad CeeLo Boston. Happy New Year, people, to our 102 million listeners. We love you. We appreciate you.
No.
Okay. Hey, be quiet.
1,000 million. It'll be million soon. Let me live in my reality, will you?
I'm just saying, we got 102 million.
102,000 listeners. 102,000.
We got a million. Keep it moving.
I was like, pick a blue
Yeah. I was about to say, we
hustling back. Hey, thanks for rocking with
us. The numbers.
Hey, we will recap some of the best moments here on the Social Lab TMI Radio of 2014. And plenty has taken place throughout America and abroad. Hey, and this team, hey, we're going to throw jabs. We're going to dodge shade tonight.
Oh, God.
Hey, it's some of the funniest moments on air. Hey. Good, bad, or indifferent, we've had some crazy moments on this show. Say, what was your wildest moment? And just dig deep. Let's not stay on the surface because we have some surface wild moments, and we'll get to those. dig deep.
I mean, you already know what I mean. That was as deep as I was going to go, to be honest with you, because that took the cake to me.
Whatever.
Hey, because it happened to me. So I think I take a little bit more personal than
it really
not.
It wasn't.
I know what it was. Nah, but I would say, I don't know. I mean, we have a lot of good dialogue on the show. You know what it was? I like the whole movement when y'all went to South Beach and everything. You know, I dug that. You know what I'm saying? Teaming up with Sleepy and what's my man?
Oh, Eddie.
Kurt
Edelton,
Boogie.
That was a dope move.
I wish I could have been there to really experience it. You know what I mean?
Miami, that was one of the highlights. Yes, for us to be.
I wish I could have been there to do the side boob contest, but you know, hey, we always got next year. We always got more side boobs.
Oh well.
Okay.
Get ready because we will be back. We will be back.
Yeah, big up to the side boob.
No doubt. Hey,
so
and
I'm gonna go
with Sleepy Green. Hold on, I want to get his plug to Sleepy Green out of Atlanta, making big moves. Him and Curtis Edelton. Edelton Entertainment, Sleepy Green, with that no sleep lifestyle down up there in Atlanta, from where I am here in Tampa.
And they have the ski trip jumping off at the end of this month. It's MLK weekend.
That's exactly what I wanted to plug. So we are attempting to coordinate to come live from the ski weekend. Edelton Entertainment, no sleep lifestyle. Our partners. With the venture out in South Beach, you're inside the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. Gina, what was your most memorable moment 2014 inside
for
the lab?
For me personally, just as the social media consultant for the show, it was definitely a hype moment for me to connect with Tristan Wilds, a.k.a. Mac Wilds, on Twitter to get the opportunity for him to come on our show and do the interview. So that for me had to be, because that was
absolutely
my first major. That was my first major. Big up to Mac Wilds.
Well, big up to you for being, you know, in place because, you know, you've been definitely helping to make it happen as far as talent and booking talent. I mean, listen, folks, we've been doing this for a long time. We're not new. And so thank you for helping us to make this happen. But not only big up to Mac Wild, but, like, stars come through here. Stars come to hang out with us. I mean, like, people that you know, I know, you know. I mean, listen, I mean, big up to Big Bub. Big up to High Five.
Speaking
of Big Bub.
Big up to all of today. Yes, definitely.
Big up to Nokia. Nokia and
Big
Hill. You know, I mean, listen. Big up to MC Brains. I mean, come
absolutely.
On.
Yeah.
Word.
Big
Joe
up
Beast.
To Kevin Richardson.
No.
Yeah, no.
It goes on and on and on and on. We've been on for 5 years, folks. We've had anybody who impacts us in our community in real time. You know, the hood rich folks. We've had
big
hood,
up to Lanzar Rivera.
Oh, you know what? We had the girl, Miss Boss Lady, Tiana Smalls. I like Rudy Hell.
Big up to Tiana Smalls. She is, and congratulations to her. She just got married.
Oh, good thing, boo. Yeah,
she
cause
just
she
got married. Listen, Chili should have taken her advice because Tiana's very sporty, so, but that ain't none of my business. Okay.
Okay. Don't worry.
Hey, we going to pause. Come right back. We're inside the social lab. Hey, let it go. This is ASAP first. TMI Radio.
Trap Lord season begins. Now repent your sins. This here bikini on the motherfucking check in. You know I have to hang out for this, you know, man. You know, we at the All Star game right now. Eyes closed. Swish. Shooting fadeaways from half court. Elbow in the rim and all that. Time of hope. See, y'all still in the D League doing a layup drill. You heard? You feel me?
Kill that mother with the Magnum or default. Magnum on the road, body full of bullets when they found them on the road. Lay up, down, spray it at them, they reload. This that Ferguson and I'll be down to let it go. Send me order, text, spray it at them, they reload. This that Ferguson and I'll be down to let it go. Send me order, text, spray it at them, they reload. Rob me back like Ross, 550 Benz for a Taurus. Magnum 44, butter chop snuff near the Magnum on the road. Body full of bullets when they found them on the road. Lay up, down, spray it at them, they reload. This that Ferguson and I'll be down to let it go. Your back and you taking a nap. No hard to be pumping your body, relax. You talk to me dumb and that's how I react. One arm in the air like I'm waving a cap. The nine is a bitch and she making it clap. I'm palming the fifth like I'm giving a dap. Be ready to scrap when you talk to the trap.
My condolences.
You are now talking to a boss. New bank still round in a Porsche. Too south for the grill, they toast. White gold teeth, no floss. Young trap love like y'all. Too in the grip, no toss. She rocking that mic with a jaw. I call that Nicki Minaj. She pop one pill, no call. Wish you're real, she's pop. Givenchy, my bitch is pop. Fuck that life that you niggas need to stop. Getting in the foreign cars. Get the from the foreign bras. Hasta la vista, senor. You'll see a lot.
Kill that mother with the Magnum 44. Butter chunk snuff near the Magnum on the road.
Problems, platinum,
bling bling,
long live ASAP, number one album in the country,
bling blap,
sold out tours, what's next, Trap Lord, let these motherfuckers have it, let them know we not playing this year, the limb's never been so relaxed ever, it's lonely at the top, all this shrimp, nobody to share it with. We ain't tripping though. Y'all walking around with wrinkled silks. Looking crazy. Now, I mean, pay your dry cleaning bill and all that.
Pay that, pay that.
Cause it's like, it ain't even a competition no more.
Oh!
Gotta love Harlem, son. Harlem dudes is the cockiest cat you probably ever gonna meet in your life.
Is
930 out here in huh?
Was that little cousin or what did they do?
Nah. That was ASAP Ferg. That whole ASAP mob. Up to Harlem, B. That's Harlem, son. Get it right, keep it right. Nah, 930
yes,
out here in the DMV right now. We back with y'all, man. We going through the 2014 wrap up. And we were talking about some of the big moments behind the scenes or whatever. But before we go into that, I got another one real quick that we got to go to. I got to give Terrence credit for this because, you know, being that he was called, he answered the call to become a man of the cloth this year. He saved the souls and ministered to the people.
Joke.
He got
He got him confessing.
But yeah, anyway, we was talking about one of the shows that we had where we thought, it was about sex deprivation in marriage. And I remember I brought up a scenario where I had a friend. There was a great show because it sparked a lot of dialogue, and that was a 2-hour show too. So it sparked a lot of dialogue. And I had a friend of mine that was married, and he went up to 8 months without getting any ass. And I'm sitting there wondering, like, dude, I know both your hands are hairy as hell right now at this point. At the rate you got to go to satisfy yourself.
And it was like strong as
I don't know what. Doing, you know what I'm saying, do one-arm pull-ups and stuff right now. You know what I mean? So it's you know, at this point, though, you know, damn, what's really, that's how they feel?
Uh-huh.
That's how they feel? But anyway, you know, that was major, not major news, but it was like very shocking to hear that somebody that, you know, walked the aisle, exchanged vows, better for worse, death do you part, all that good stuff, they not giving it up for 8 months. That's like roommate status that you living with this person with. You know what I mean?
That ain't fair. That seems to be happening more than less, though. I thought that was a great topic, and I think it stimulated a lot of conversation because it was real. And I think, you know, what it was interesting is it seems to be more of an issue with married people. You hear dudes say, listen, I was getting it more when we was just dating. It seemed like when we got married, things changed. And so, I mean, I think it was an interesting conversation because it's a risk.
I don't know anything about that.
Clearly. I mean, I'm not married. And so I'm not speaking out of my own experience. I'm speaking out of what I hear people, that's why a lot
speak
of people divorce.
Right.
Yeah, they divorce because of infidelity. And, you know, my perspective on infidelity is you weren't pure before he married you, you know, so what's the big deal?
Okay.
I dig it. And I can't speak to those. I can't speak to that situation. And my heart goes out to men that are caught up in that ball of confusion, because that got to be tough. You know what I'm saying? That's something that
I don't think it's confusing for a lot of
to.
I think they just go, they seek alternatives, and that's why, I mean, people end up divorcing, again, because of infidelity. You know, my perspective is stay single. You know? I mean, until you you accept
until
everything
you,
that comes
right,
along
get all that
with
out the
it,
system.
It's unconditional.
Yeah.
It's unconditional.
Yeah. But some women are in love with the wedding more than they are with the person they're getting married to.
Exactly.
And that's what ends up happening. They want that show.
Women are raised to become wives and such. Men aren't raised, boys aren't raised to become husbands.
I beg to differ with you on that slightly. I hear what you're saying. I understand the general premise of your statement, but I could beg to differ on that slightly.
But you mean that we aren't raised to be nurturing?
You're not raised to take care of a wife. You know, how about this?
I think some of us do receive the role models that model and example how you should actually take care of a woman. I think
right, but you can only see with the outside.
Kind
a lot of times you can only see the outside, even like with family members. You know, you can only see the outside of their relationship. I myself have not seen where the men that and young men that I know were raised to, you know, well, when you after you get out of college to get married. It's not the same in our community as it is.
Well, that's true. That's very true.
In Caucasian communities. You know, so.
Well, I wouldn't even go as far as saying Caucasian. I think you could probably.
Well, I just said that.
I think you could put a bigger umbrella upon the affluency of the community that you're in. Because if you have a more affluent neighborhood community, there's more likely the possibility of there being a traditional family structure of mother, father, you know, the apple pie in the window. With the dog in the backyard going woof woof, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you will have a greater tendency of that.
Right. I mean, and the reason why I said in comparison to the Caucasian families, and I really honestly only said that because us coming up, we only saw Caucasian families on TV. We didn't see a lot of black families, and I'm not even including Good Times and Sanford. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm not. That's we didn't grow up with those. That's where a lot of people get their idea from.
We had a few. Family Matters. We had Cosby's. You know what I mean? We had a few.
Yeah, but that wasn't many.
It was sprinkled.
Right.
But I mean, we had a few. You know what I'm saying? I think there was enough.
We had
Fresh Prince. You know what I'm saying? The Jeffersons.
Right.
We had enough examples. I believe. You know, I'm not gonna say
this is all in my own opinion.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know what? Let's spin it back again to 2004, and let's put the spotlight on Donald 14? Sterling. I mean, 2014. Actually, it's 14, absolutely. Donald Sterling is the point in the Clippers.
Ooh. I cannot believe that man. I mean, like, it still seems like he only got a slap on the wrist.
Nah, he lost a lot.
He absolutely lost a lot.
And that was his bread and butter. That was really his cash cow. All of those other investments kind of led him up to getting the team.
Right.
But, you know, those are keeping him afloat now,
correct,
along with the $2 billion that he sold the team for. But
correct,
he absolutely lost a lot because that was his identity right there as a team owner. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's like George Steinbrenner before the boss died in the Yankees. That's like him getting removed from being the Yankees man, you know, say owner. That's huge. That'd have been huge.
Right, detrimental to their livelihood.
You know what I mean?
Right. I got you.
So that was big to him. I don't say we could downplay it to a slap on the wrist. You know, it kind of was a huge deal. So in good form. I don't care what nobody say. Good form. Bet you choose your words wisely next time. If there's a next time.
Yeah. Definitely got to choose your words wisely. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is 9:38. We're going to pause for the cause. Come right back. We got Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. This joint is magic. Wow.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know how to describe you. One in a million or somehow. You provide
terrified. You just promise you'll just take it back and take care of me. What you do? Don't go easy, please. Money given a disclaimer. For my pleasure, you're the one to blame. I felt so deep in love.
We have the finance for you coming out of Newark, Delaware, with Miss Toya.
Hey, money right.
Yes, 2016. Everyone's making their New Year's resolutions, which they most likely will not keep. But some things you do need to make sure you pay attention to and make sure you make resolutions on and actually hold on to would be anything that has to do with your finances. Of course, it's a given. Everybody says they want to get out of debt, and you know they start planning their budget and they stick to it for a while. But there are just a few other things that you need to keep in mind when it comes to your finances. And one of the most important things would be insurance policies. You know, this being the beginning of the year, everybody's taking a look at what they have going on in their life, what they're lacking, what they need to make changes to. So these are four must-have insurance policies if you don't already have them. First of all, being life insurance, which is the biggest one, the biggie. I mean, if you die with no life insurance, then your family will most likely be stuck in a pretty bad situation and have to make drastic changes all while grieving you. So just make sure you have your life insurance in place. Some people recommend that you have 8 to 10 times your yearly income set aside in a term life policy. That way, if you pass on, then your family can invest the money and at a 10% return just to replace your income. If you already have life insurance in place, you want to just take a look at that and make sure it actually covers all of your finances in your household. If you've had any type of changes over the past couple of years or since you've actually started your life insurance plan, anything like getting a raise, having a child, buying a house, or any other type of significant life event, just make sure you have enough insurance to cover everything that you're actually paying for with your actual income. Secondly would be long-term disability insurance. Some people do recommend that you actually get a long-term disability insurance policy because, you know, if you die and you have life insurance, that will take care of your family. But if for some reason you're permanently disabled, then you won't be able to produce any type of income or the same type of income that you were bringing about when you were able to work. So long-term care insurance is really, really good. Long-term disability insurance is really, really good. A lot of your employers actually offer it and at a cheap cost. So, you know, inquire about that with your employer at your workplace to see if that's something that you can actually get through your job. Third would be the long-term care insurance. This really isn't necessary until you're older, maybe about 55 to 60 years old. But at that point, it actually becomes pretty important because, you know, a nursing home can cost about $50,000 a year per person. And if you and your spouse, if you have a spouse, go into assisted living facilities, that could be about, let's see, if you have about $300,000 in savings, then you'll have used that up in no time. So, you know, think about getting long-term care insurance if you're older. That would definitely help you if for some reason you need to be placed in some type of long-term care facility. And then lastly would be your homeowners and renters insurance. This should be a no-brainer if you own a home. You should have, you know, insurance on that. If it burns down, what are you going to do? Even if you're renting, you know, your apartment complex will most likely not cover any expenses outside of the actual building itself. So your belongings, you have paid for those, they should be covered as well. So homeowners and renters insurance should be something that you're looking into if you don't already have it. It's usually cheaper if it's bundled along with, like, your car insurance plan and things of that sort. So definitely take a look at that. It's really, really important, especially, again, if you're owning a home or even if you're renting, you know, make sure that your belongings are covered, because if for some reason you lose everything and you have to start over, it would be really good to have some help. So just keep those things in mind. Again, just standard life insurance, long-term disability insurance, long-term care insurance, and also homeowners or renters insurance. So get those things in place if you don't have them so that you can start your new year off and be financially sound, especially in the event something happens.
That's right.
That's Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware, with our finance tip. Hey, you kept us on track in 2014 to continue to keep us in step throughout this new year. Hey, we are in the midst of the year-end review. Madam CeeLo Boston, let's just go right to your highlight for this year.
Man, listen.
This past year, 2014.
Good God, baby Jesus. When Regina fell asleep, that, my dear, that's what I've been laughing about this whole damn time.
I really thought we were going to be able to leave that moment in 2014 for some reason.
I still remember it so clearly.
We can't be above
that, talking,
like,
in
really?
His sexy voice.
Oh,
Sage
man.
Was talking in his sexy voice. And then in the middle of that.
Wow.
That's a sad music.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yo, this music sound like the ASPCA commercial. Cat with a pencil in his eye.
Oh my God, you're so stupid. So save talking in this sexy voice. Here, Jesus Lord. Oh my God, you're gonna play it. Oh my God, please play it.
Hey, thanks for rocking. Now, Inside Money Monday, 917-889-2926. Is college necessary?
I do not believe
this. Mobility is the question.
I am not happy about
it. You still got time to weigh in. We are inside adult.
Please play it.
Turning it back.
Please play it.
To save James.
Please,
yeah,
please play it.
That song sounded like it was an intro for somebody's lifetime achievement award. Or you just play.
I thought that was. I was like, is this No Way Tired? Like the.
This is it. Oh, my God.
Madam Boston, that moment, that moment caused you to start going into convulsions.
Yes.
Are you stalling while you're queuing this up?
Play the damn clip,
right,
man. Play the clip.
Please play the clip. Please play it.
You're stalling while you're queuing this up. You really
we only got 11 minutes left. Please.
Are
listen. Yes. Take the wheel,
Jesus. 917-889-392.
Wow.
What the blood done?
That was funny, babe. That was not me, son. I promise you.
Yo, we didn't hear any noise. Yo, I feel some kind of way right now, man. Like, hold on, man. He's trying to tell me.
He's gonna not do the show for like a month now.
Listen.
We ain't hear her snore, son. That's
really?
The highlight.
We don't need to hear me snoring. We've
yes,
all
we do.
Left that and no.
At the beginning of the year, we have to hear it.
You got to get the point across.
Please.
The point is, I fell asleep on the air. Yes, I did.
I'll buy you some cookies.
Everyone got their good giggle out of it last year.
Man, you know what?
Year.
I got control of the board,
over.
Too. I got control of the board, too. So, yes,
really
Tim,
fun. Really
you're
going to
get a cheese and sandwich. Oh, safe? Okay, yeah, I'll send you.
It's not. Can't we go to break or something? We can't go to a break or.
We are going
stop.
To break. We're
going
to listen to you snore live on air. Neuter.
What do you have classified under T?
Hey,
playing with me.
Hey,
I want to play.
We're literally having a production meeting live on the air. This is turning
right.
Straight.
We don't really have to do this on the air, though. We don't have to.
The way the clip, the way the clip.
I got a chicken sandwich for whoever played.
The way the clip was set up, you would have had to have listened to a whole lot to actually get to the point. I think that was the point that I just heard from the sidelines. And we didn't want to have to listen to it all. But, again, the point in 2014, Madam Boston's most memorable moment was hot.
And that's number one. That's the number one highlight of the year for all of us.
That was
out
funny.
Of all of the big interviews
it was hilarious.
And fun moments
that
we
funny.
Had.
We laughed for three shows.
On the air.
It's
we laughed
there,
for longer
babe.
Than three shows.
I know it
we
is.
We all laughed for longer than three shows.
Hey, there's a song that describes how you should feel about this. It's called Everybody Plays a Fool Sometimes.
Really? Really
no exceptions to the rule.
Listen,
hey,
baby.
They're singing now. Okay.
We don't have that song. We got this song. We're going back.
This is a journey into sound.
Thank you.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss.
Pop up the volume, pop up the volume.
As we go a little something like this.
Come on.
Hit it!
Sicker than your average, pop a twist, cabbage on instinct. Just don't think, think big gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. I said right, it's a head right, Biggie there, every night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to, bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us, talk, go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Plum. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, this friend ain't saying nothing. So I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus piece, with my peace. Packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it. That Brooklyn boost, we on it. They got it, flaunt it. That Brooklyn boost, we on it. Miami, D.C., preferred Versace. Off in the hole, throwing mosquito. Every cutie with the booty, boy, the coochie. Now who's the real dude? Meaning who's really the shit? Them rod, Frank White push the stick called the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tint if I want to. Gonna blast we first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, rapping about blunts and bras. Some bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. And still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiffs. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty, that's how I stay filthy. Richard and Richard, so you come and get
come on.
Richard and Richard, so you come and get
come on. Here we go.
Sometimes your words are hypnotizing, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's
why they broke in your soul, babe.
Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. I just love your daddy ways. So watch tonight, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on she kept on. And on and on and on she kept on. And on and on and on she kept on. And on
and on and on and on.
And on go the jokes
and
about
on and on.
Me falling asleep on the air last
yes.
year.
You did
very
that?
Air.
And on.
You did that for real?
Oh, and on. 9:55 p.m. TM Hyman Radio Live. Thank you for joining us. If you want to go back and check out any part of the podcast, you can do so 5-10 minutes after we get off the air. It'll be there available for you, along with any of our other podcasts for you to go back and enjoy. Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston,
yep.
The General, Toya.
Yeah.
Toya, I'm not sure if Toya was in there on that laughter, too, but I think she got in on it later on as well.
Crazy.
As
she
no
deal
more
on
the
background. Shout out to Dee Dee.
Mariguas.
Shout out to Mariguas.
Yes, it happened.
No doubt.
And our listeners were laughing as well, and I'm glad the listeners enjoyed it.
Very
that may
hard.
Have that actually may have helped bump our numbers. So if that's
rating,
I'm quite sure.
Laugh on.
Hey, right. I'm quite sure. Oh, you know what? You know what was the most laughable was when we had that show about sexual encounters gone wrong. Now that was
hilarious show. Wow,
yeah.
That was
yes.
Hey,
yes.
One of the most interesting shows was the show we did with Taylor Rock out of Kansas City, the kid that
yeah.
had shot shot to death with his daughter, with the baby sitting in the passenger seat by the policeman.
Right. Yeah, that was rough. That was a little rough.
Yeah, that was a rough show to endure with his family.
Definitely one of the
like
most
that,
interesting
but...
shows. Yeah, that's definitely.
Oh, you know what? And when we had those Columbine survivors that we had on, I mean, that's the movie theater, excuse me.
Aurora.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. With the movie theater shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was good, too.
Yeah, that was a very interesting show.
Insightful, yeah.
I think
so shout out to everybody.
Everything surrounding Adrian Peterson. In 2014 was interesting, but just talking about overboard disciplinarian or child abuser, it's a thing
right.
between an overboard disciplinarian and a child abuser, right? I mean, but Adrian Peterson was labeled in 2014, and so I think if anything, it brought a lot of awareness to children and children's rights, and the fact that people are paying attention, that's a good thing. And unfortunately,
and
he has to be the martyr. He was like a martyr for that, you know, whole situation.
Right. But it also brought about, conversation amongst our genre of adults, because we were raised, and our parents and such were raised, you know, under the spoil the rod,
spare the rod, spoil the child.
Right, I couldn't get it right. But, yeah, that's probably why I got beat.
Now I got my ass beat a lot.
Me too.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, even to the point where they had the, I cannot think of a man's name that's on ESPN. I swear I'll find it out.
Yeah. Think of it for Wednesday, B.
He started crying on TV. Go ahead.
Go
we'll see y'all next time, though. We got a show on Wednesday. Thank y'all for rocking with us.
9 p.m.
If you want to miss this show, you can always give it about 20 minutes. You can check the show out on the podcast, tmhymanradio.com. blogtalkradio.com/TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, check us out. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah, man. Sleep in Paradise, Stuart Scott, baby. You missed
absolutely.
It,
baby. Absolutely.
Hurt my
bang,
heart.
Bang,
hey,
bang.
We out. Yesterday, man.
Cooler than
peace.
The
love
you. Of the pillow.
Good night,
rest easy,
yeah.
man. You may
night.
You trailblaze the way.
Dance,
a lot of us.
Yeah.
See him, I'm alive. See him, I'm alive. See him, I'm alive.